The Hangover Diaries, Volume 2, Road Rage, written by Yuhav Wernin, read by Richard Golding. Chapter 1, Cabby. I was starting to get worried about my finances, because Christian's holiday madness was catching, and you can't do Christmas without cash. It's always been real tough for me to get a job. But I was scanning through some free newspapers for odd jobs and found a great one that met my standards. It was short-term, no one's breathing down your neck, and you can quit as soon as you get enough money in the bank. I called this dude who was looking for a cabbie. It was in Collio, in the garage of an apartment building. It probably used to belong to some shady car dealer who ended up doing time, because the walls were plastered with ancient porn calendars, and every corner was full of tire rims. The taxi owner was like 50 or something, a pot-bellied hulk who had on a gold bracelet as thick as a wiener with para on it. I looked at his big old gut and asked, "I bet you love sausages and fries."
"What do you mean?"
"Just came to me."
The dude sized me up and said,
"You know Helsinki well?"
"What?" I said. "Do I know Helsinki well? I fucking lived here over 30 years. I call Helsinki Stadi, so yeah, I think I know Helsinki pretty goddamn good."
"You do?"
"That's about as dumb a question as asking if I've ever used toilet paper to wipe my ass," I snapped.
"What does your ass have to do with knowing Helsinki?" Pera wondered.
"If I've been hitting these streets all my life, then I'd say I know Stadi pretty good."
"Okay, so tell me, how do you find Vanhavaila?"
"How the hell should I know? I've never been there. I thought you were looking for a cab driver, not a travel guide."
"So you don't know where it is?"
"You want to tell me exactly what it is?"
"It's a street in Tammisalo."
"Well, I haven't exactly cruised every street in Stadi. Isn't Tammisalo that snobby, snotty, rich area?"
"Well, it's a more upscale residential area," Pera admitted.
"Do I look like someone who'd hang out a lot in Tammisalo?"
"No, not really. But you really should know those streets. At least a little."
"I guess I could check out a map if some yuppie wants to go home," I said. The taxi boss was anxiously thinking about what to do with me.
"I've had problems with temps before. I once hired an immigrant. He said he knew Helsinki better than his own language. His first fare was from a bar in Melunmaki to Hämeentie, a hammered construction worker. He had no idea they were driving toward the town of Tampere and to Hämeenkatu. The construction worker was a little confused when the ride from Melunmaki to Kallio cost a fortune and took almost 2 hours. He sat there wondering when his street had gotten rapids and a bridge. Then the immigrant decided to earn some extra cash and drove to the Tampere bus station and parked next to the express bus to Helsinki and promised the passengers he'd take them straight to Helsinki for only 100 marks. Well, that caused a huge commotion, and the bus drivers beat the shit out of my cabbie so bad he had to be hospitalized for 3 weeks. He couldn't even speak Finnish anymore, just babbled something to the doctors in Swahili.
All I could say was, oh, fuck.
I almost lost my taxi permit, so you can guess I've no interest in hiring any more non-professional drivers."
"Hey, I'm as solid as a rock," I said. Pera took a long look at me and asked,
"What would you do if a passenger wants to pay with Nature's credit card?"
"Nature's? What bank is that?"
"Are you really that stupid? You've never heard that some passengers might want to pay for their ride with sex?"
"Well, of course, it depends on what they got or don't got between their legs and what they look like."
"What do you mean?" Pera asked.
"Well, I'm not gonna fuck no broke-ass dude if he's got no funds."
"Maybe we should forget it. I don't think this is gonna work," Pera said.
"Hey, Pops, I promise I won't fuck a single passenger. Not even if Jennifer Lopez herself sat there without a penny to her name. I think it's pretty obvious I need a big wad of cash, and I can't get it if I blow my wad instead."
"Well, maybe I'll give you a trial run tomorrow,"
the boss man said, hesitating a little. We agreed for me to come and get the car.